37. My life as a clergyman. I am a clergyman. I have been a member of the clergy for about 21 years. I'm the only priest in my clan. I work in an old church at the edge of a cliff. The aged walls are made out of clay and wood. In certain areas of the church, we've had to clamp the wood together to prevent it from falling apart. The church looked a lot better 20 years ago when we clinched the deal to buy this property. I take confessions every day. People like confessing to a priest because it cleanses their soul. Some people confess simple sins, such as stealing a clam or staring at the cleft of a woman's bosom. Usually, I don't need to ask them to clarify these types of confessions. Others confess very bad sins, like killing someone during a clandestine government operation. I never ask for clarification when someone makes this type of confession. I like giving the Sunday sermon. I make it a point to save the climax of my talk until the very end. I can tell that people like it this way because they clap loudly. Lately, I've been thinking of changing the way I conduct church. I want to do a better job of catering to the variety of needs in my congregation. It's because people who come to my church can be classified into two groups. One group clings to traditional church values and comes to honor God. The other group has a clinging lifestyle of sinning all week and seeking redemption on Sundays. If I could prepare a separate sermon for each group according to their classification, I think I could better address their specific needs. However, it might cause a clamor. What do you think?